So Dave, but let's recenter this conversation. We're talking to Congressman Dave Brapp here on the Laura Ingraham Show, who unseated Eric Cantor. First time in history, a sitting House majority leader lost in a primary. Today, in your Commonwealth of Virginia, Ed Gillespie is campaigning with George W. Bush. Now, George W. Bush campaigned with Jeb in South Carolina. They brought him out one time during the Republican primary fight when Jeb was still in the race, and obviously that didn't work out so well for Jeb. Will Gillespie bringing in Bush be positive for him in Virginia?
Well, that's the tough calculation. There's the two Virginias, right? I mean, you got Northern Virginia tied to business professional services, government jobs, a lot of cronies, et cetera. And
they didn't vote for Bush. They didn't vote for Bush in Northern Virginia.
Yeah, no, that's right. And so
they voted for
damage control.
I mean, they voted for Gore, and they voted for Kerry.
Right. And so he's walking a tight line, because if you bring in Bush and not, you know, all in for Trump, then through the rest of the state, you're going to have problems, because everybody wants the president's agenda to get through like yesterday. And it's not, and it's being obstructed by the establishment. And so he's walking a tightrope trying to get it right with Northern Virginia so we can win and then carry the rest of the state. And it's a tough one.
I think
it's a tough one.
I mean, you're being very diplomatic, Dave Brapp. I say it's a huge mistake. Ed Gillespie is seen as a strong member of the establishment GOP. The establishment GOP has approval ratings up in about high teens. Trump is at about, what, 38%? Something like that. But the establishment's worse off, way worse off than Trump. So why do you – people already know that you're not really with Trump on a lot of these core issues. But if I'm Gillespie, I'm doing talk radio. I'm trying to get Donald Trump to campaign with me. I'm on the trail with Trump saying, look, I hear you. We in the Republican Party have to get our priorities straight. We disagree on some things, but I love the president's enthusiasm. You just have to kind of fake it with Donald Trump on the trail to win this. And I will say this, Dave, and I'm not revealing anything I shouldn't reveal. I ran into Gillespie outside of Fox News about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And there's been no love lost between the two of us, but I tried to be the bigger person, and I went up to him and I said, I called out to him, and he walked over. We're outside. And I said, Ed, I know you and I have disagreed on a lot of stuff, and you're not wild about me and I'm not wild about you, but I'll help you. If you need me, call on me and I'll help you in Virginia, which I think I actually could have helped him. Never contacted.
Absolutely.
He never picked up the phone and contacted me. He does not. We've invited him on the show, this radio show. He refuses to come on the radio show despite his popularity throughout the Commonwealth. And that tells you everything you need to know. You know who else didn't come on my show? Eric Cantor. John Boehner. George W. Bush in the second term. Running away. Mitch McConnell. None of them will come on the show. Jeff Flake. John McCain. Add to the list. Now, I'll be fair to you. You come on, and I will be fair to you. And Gillespie, I actually offered to help him. But he thinks George W. Bush is going to – I don't know. God bless him. I hope it all works out.
I think he needs to carefully walk both sides all together to win in Virginia. He needs to get Bush on his team, but he needs to get President Trump and you, and he's got to do a little bit more than the sanctuary city piece. That's important. But there's other stuff. He's doing the tax cut piece, 10%. That's good. Mm-hmm. But you're right. He's got to motivate everyone in the Commonwealth. And if, you know, he's got to energize the base. And so hopefully in the last few weeks, he'll pump it up and take advantage of your show.
Now, all I can say is the track record for the people who haven't come on our show is not very good. Boehner's gone. Cantor's gone. McConnell's now forced to compromise with Trump. I mean, it's not working out for any of these people. And Gillespie didn't come on the last time he ran. Never came on one time and he lost. So I agree with you. He should work with all sides. He should work with the establishment people, me, the radio. I mean, he's got to do everything to win in Virginia. Got to have a broad approach. Dave, we got to let you go, but we really hope that Paul Ryan hears this interview. I think he's done some good things this year, but he must push this E-Verify through. He must get on the right side of the immigration issue. And I know he has the Wisconsin cheese farmers. There's a way to work with guest workers that will not change the immigration dynamic in our country. And that's been done before. That can be done again. Dave Brapp, you're an American patriot. We love having you on. And best of luck to you. Keep in touch.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be here without you, Laura. So God bless, and have everybody follow me at DaveBratt.com and go buy Laura's book.
Ah, thank you, sweetie. We'll take a break on The Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingraham Show.